I'm hopeful at any moment I'll get a call from a Democrat senator saying, Fitz, you know, this is beyond where I thought it is. I'm ready to go.
Have you been in communication with Miller at all or anyone since or today?
Had one conversation with Mark Miller since this whole thing started. That's it. It lasted 20 seconds. I asked him. I definitely laid out that I was hopeful that they would be here this morning at 9 a.m. If not for just the politics of it, I'm not talking about the bill necessarily, but I need to communicate with the minority leader. I'm making security decisions for the entire Senate, including his own staff and the staff of his senators, that has an impact way beyond the bill. It's obvious. The building is a powder keg. Tomorrow they're expecting mass crowds on Saturday. And I have a so-called leader in the other house that won't even communicate with me. It's amazing to me what's going on here with the minority party. You know, if they wanted to leave town, if that's their game plan, you know, fine. I think it's embarrassing and ridiculous. But to not work with the majority on any of these safety issues that I'm being briefed on a regular basis, in regards to the South Wing, in regards to senators' offices, everything from staircases to elevators to how will legislators be ushered in and out of the Capitol, and for the minority leader to not be involved in that is reprehensible.
Were you surprised that Senator Miller was not at home today when State Patrol troopers went to look for him?
I don't know where he is. I have no idea where Mark Miller is. If he's in Chicago or if he's at his home, I have no idea. But I did feel like there was enough reports going around that Senator Miller was at home at some point that I thought it was worth sending a trooper out there, and, you know, he wasn't there.
Isn't it true that legally you really can't arrest any lawmakers while the session is ongoing?
It's never going to happen. I mean, that's the point. I don't know what the practical, ability to force a legislator to come to the floor and sit in their chair and vote. So, whether or not that can happen. I mean, what I was hopeful for was that, if in fact a trooper shows up at your door, that it might have some impact on them, you know, coming back and going to work. I mean, you know, it's certainly something that I think is serious. It raises the level of the call to have an officer at your door. But, you know, he wasn't there.
So what kind of notice do you have to give your members now for coming back?
Kind of surveyed the senators. Everybody, they're about 3 hours away from the Capitol. So I said, you know, listen, we're ready to go. You guys be ready to go at a moment's notice. I will give you a call, and you'll need to be at the Capitol. And if we have to send some type of vehicle to get you, you know, we can have the sergeant in arms drive up and get you and bring you down. I'm worried about
my members.
The question was my members, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I definitely have members that are staying, and I have some members though that have been here for 5 days and probably going to go home and kind of get their act together and be back tomorrow at some point. The call can come anytime. Yeah. I mean, that's why we keep adjourning to the call of the chair.
You know, have you guys had any negotiations with any moderate Democrats where you might have one that's at least interested in coming back?
No, zero. And I've reached out to some, and I'm not getting return phone calls either. People that personally I've gotten along with for many years, and just nothing. Nothing. No return phone calls, no messages, no nothing.
What about on your side? What have you offered as a compromise, if anything, to the bill that's currently before you?
Compromise with who?
With the Senate Democrats and their desire.
They won't call me back. Even if I had something, I don't even know who I'd call at this point. There seems to be no leadership team on that other side.